one. Yeah, let me make sure. Yeah, everything's good, whatever. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is, well, the Grim Rant Show. We're not doing an article show right now, because I don't feel like it. Maybe tomorrow. But alright, right now we're talking about Joker. Joker 2 in particular, and why we're not going to see it as we were originally going to, see it this weekend. But apparently it bombed harder than anyone ever expected. It bombed stupidly hard. But there is one thing I want to point out here. A lot of people are trying to say the movie is anti-incel, it's anti-men, it's all that kind of stuff, right? But we aren't thinking about the man that actually wrote and directed the film. Producer, director, writer. So, Todd Phillips is not the Mr. Woke guy. He's not the... This dude made stuff that being a dick is influenced by. Okay? Let's just be real clear on that. So, first of all, let's go back. We've got his producer, director, writer credits. Let's take out the producer. Let's take out director. What has he actually written? And we're talking about not from somebody's adaptation, but actually written. So let's go ahead and look at this. The first thing he ever did was Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies. Anybody know anything about Gigi Allen? He was one of the most well-known controversial rockers in the entire world. It's called Hated. He did horrible shit. He was all Nazi and, you know, throwing shit at people. He was absolutely insane. And this was the first thing that Todd Phillips ever did in his career. So would a man that considers himself woke be talking about somebody that the Zoomers would ban? Let's not forget, guys. Let's not forget, because I got all the research right here. What does it say? Oh, yes. Cannibal Corpse canceled. Let's look at that. Cannibal Corpse is under attack by Gen Z trying to cancel the lyrics. This is a band that isn't even close. Look at Loudwire. Cannibal Corpse has been trending on the X platform, but the fact it's over their lyrical content has many metalheads up in arms, given the veteran band has been churning out gore-filled lyrics for 4 decades now. It's about panty shot, necropedophile. You know, they always made really fucked up things. And the kids are going, oh my god! And you know what I did? I literally said, I think I posted GWAR lyrics. Because I wanted to fuck with all of them. And there were a lot of people that were just like, wow. It's like, don't worry, I can find you more bands to cancel. I was in there. A lot of people were, like, just right up with me, like, oh, yeah. It's like, there's no way these kids are gonna fucking last. But okay, so, back to what we were talking about. So, Gigi Allen, definitely not the kind of character... I mean, this guy was worse than anything Cannibal Corpse did, alright? He was the real, genuine article. So... this is where he started. Now we're going to look at, like, Road Trip. I mean, come on. Road Trip with Tom Green. It's a fucking college film about white people banging white women. Like, they're like, oh, it's an attack on the white men. Dude, this guy started with a fucking film that is literally white guys banging girls. And not that there are.
Except for, what's his name?
There's that black girl. There's one guy, but yeah.
But they got along with everybody from that chapter of the fraternity. It wasn't any hatred.
I mean, there's a lot of white folks in that movie. So, I mean, surely this man, you know, who made this movie, what? 20 plus years ago?
Probably at least 24.
Old school.
22.
Yeah, I mean, it's another college movie. Todd Phillips, director. He wrote this with two other guys.
Love old school.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's... There we go. Classic comedy. Starsky. I didn't see this version of Starsky and Hutch.
It was funny.
Okay, it was good. It wasn't woke, was it?
No. Snoop Dogg was Sugar Bear in it.
Exactly. It was a good movie. It had Carmen Electra in there. All these other... Yeah. Fred Williamson, sounds like. Borat, of course. The original Borat was good. It's before they started getting a little crazy.
Be all leftist and... Get political.
School for Scoundrels.
And woke.
School for Scoundrels.
That one was great.
I still haven't seen that. It's like How to Be a Man.
You would love it. It is so
good. Isn't this supposed to be like a major red pill movie?
Watch it. It's good.
Okay, so, all right, guys. Not only are we going after a guy that... The red pill, the guy that wrote the red pill movie.
Look the rest of it and just see how, if there was any at a due date. It was good.
Road trip, beer pong. I mean, certainly not. Certainly, I mean, look at, does that look woke to you?
I can't remember if I've ever seen that or not.
It doesn't look woke. I know I have a copy of it. We should go watch some of these damn movies on the channel and go through this shit. Because I'm just getting a little tired of these guys saying, this man's woke and hates white men. How many white men did he direct for wearing
the... How many hangar did 2 and 3? 3 was one of the best ones.
Due Date, great movie. I like this movie. It was a hell of a film.
Yeah.
You had The Hangover Part 2, of course.
And 3. War Dogs 3. Was really good.
And was it woke?
No.
Of course not.
It's all about men being awesome.
Well, I mean, isn't that what people used to go to the movies to see? And that's the last movie he wrote himself was War Dogs. Men being awesome.
And he did.
Hustling their way to the American dream.
Lord of War came out first, technically. It kind of feels like Lord of War, but it's got two people instead of one.
He did produce the first Hangover. But yeah, I mean, look at this. And then Joker and another Joker.
They say was based off of one with Robert De Niro back in the day.
Here's what I'm hearing, guys. I'm hearing from one of my sources that used to write for my website. I used to, actually pay this guy to write some things. And he said that he's been hearing, basically, I'll read what he said, guys. He said, I have also heard it whispered that Todd Phillips didn't want to make a sequel, but they pestered him. So he took the studio's money and basically torpedoed the franchise. And the reason why I think this is a good idea is because, think about it. He wanted to do Joker as a one and done. He's like, okay, we're doing Joker. Now, I'm going to make something else. Maybe he's going to make another, I don't know, go back to the basics. He did all these manly movies. White.
I'm going to say he don't like repeat things, but he did Hangover 2.
Yeah, he did all those.
Hangover 2. Except for some changes in the scenario, was almost the same movie as part one.
So, anyway, like we're saying, guys, this movie was forced on him, alright? This guy did not want to do it. And a lot of people said, well, he can just tell WB to... He really can't. And WB can actually put the pressure on him if they want to. We don't know... guys, you know that Hollywood is a pretty fucked up place, right? And he is a Hollywood director.
Well, they're finding more. You think
they're
about
finding more shit.
P. Diddy came out this recently.
They're finding more shit,
and they're having all these things about cults and blood rituals.
Yeah, all that shit. It's been going on for a long time. And what I'm saying is, they can go to him and say, if you don't make this movie, we'll do this and we'll do that, and they can do that.
Fairy too, when people go against the franchise. That's when you see a lot of people dying mysteriously, or oh, they killed themselves with a gun they couldn't reach.
Oh yeah, I mean that could even actually happen.
That could have been Courtney.
Now we're not gonna say, you know, that that will happen, and if it does, it's terribly unfortunate. But like I said, for now, you know, Todd Phillips is still alive, and I'm not sure how he's taking the movie. But I will say that it definitely does seem like it was an attempt to just say, you know what, you want your fucking movie, here's your fucking movie. And he literally said, I'm gonna put all this shit in it. I'm gonna just, you know, destroy the character. And I'm gonna make it a musical and put all a bunch of songs in it. Like, he was doing this shit just so he could, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't think he meant this movie to be like some big thing. I think he meant it to literally just destroy the character. Just completely ruin it.
I mean, on one part, yeah, cool move. Another part,
well, at the same time,
the fans that were expecting something.
Yeah, but at the same time, his hand was kind of, like, his hand was, like, they forced his hand. It's like he can't say no. It's like, look, I mean, he's got to do what they tell him to do. And remember, Hollywood kind of works like that now. Like,
if
he can
work in this town.
Yeah, it's literally like that. So they're literally telling him, if you don't fucking make this movie, like, you'll never work in this town again. We'll say all kinds of things about you. So he'd rather performed. He did like a half-ass attempt. Like, he knew he was gonna destroy it, but he had to make it look presentable.
Yeah.
So he wanted to try to do like a story, but he's like, okay, but if I end this shit, then I won't have to worry about it. And what's good is this has no bearing on DC as a whole.
Yeah,
this was always a side, just like the Batman. The Batman's a side story. Because right now we know that James Gunn is in charge of the DC, and that starts with Superman next month, which is going to be great. Because it's a return to the tight
playing
Superman. Plain regular old, yeah, David Corenswet.
Man, I'll have to look that up. I don't know who that is.
I'll look him up. I'll look him up for you. It's going to be a return to the wholesome Superman. There's Corenswet right there.
He does. Henry Cavill,
I know, and then that's fine.
I always thought Cavill looked more like the comic book Superman than anyone.
Right, anyway, and that's what they were trying to go for. I mean, there it is, right there.
What other movies have you been in? Anything?
That's him.
I mean, other movies.
Oh no, he's new.
Brand spanking new.
He's new, and that, I mean, he's. He's going to be the Superman that we want. The tights-wearing Superman. He's literally, they're going back to the real Superman. Yeah. It says, follows the titular superhero as he reconciles his heritage with his human upbringing. He is the embodiment of truth, justice, and American way in a world that views this as old-fashioned. So, you know what he's going to stand up for? Traditional American values.
Truth, justice,
and the left is going to lose their fucking mind.
Hope they do.
I hope they do, too. I'm going
if
to see it.
They ain't already lost it. I'm thinking, if you're willing to cut your penis off, how much sanity you have left?
I'm going to see it. Because I know that, you know, this is going to be a movie that supports the traditional values that Superman stood for. That Superman was written with. July 11th. And it's going to be good. That's a few days before my 40th birthday. So what better way to ring it in than with Superman? And,
under my
40th. Yep, Superman, and,
I ate it. Wings and beer.
Oh, like, yeah, that sounds good, too. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, they got it.
We could do that. But yeah, guys, what we're saying here is, don't look at Todd Phillips as, like, this dude that's just hating the white men, and because I've seen a lot of takes where this movie was written to fight incels or something. Dude, this guy wrote movie after movie a movie about white guys getting laid. Like, that's literally the fucking thing. And he did Old School. So we can't even fucking say any of that. He's not going to be like, oh, I apologize for all that. Because I haven't seen any apologies. I have not seen anything. Matter of fact, let's be on the safe side. Let's look it up. I'm going to look up Todd Phillips apologizes. Anything. For anything he's done. Todd Phillips is wrong about comedy and cancel culture. Okay, so let's see what he has to say. Thinks cancel culture has ruined comedy. Maybe he's not funny anymore. So, that's another good take. That's a 2019 take, guys. This is the guy that said the incels and all that are the white men are the bad thing. This dude right now thinks cancel culture has ruined comedy. So that's already a thing. He doesn't like that.
Honestly, 99% of the people that are cancel culture against that watches a movie. They can't help but laugh. You know why? Because they're full of shit.
Mm-hmm. Joker director said he left comedy because of woke culture. Well, yeah, so you know what? It. We need to get this shit out of here and get him back in comedy.
I think it's already starting to work.
I think it is too.
Tired of
so, you
shit.
Know what? This is what I want you guys to do. This is my honest opinion. Do not go see Joker. I don't think Todd Phillips wants you to go see Joker. I really don't think he does. I honestly think this shit was just made for on the whim to appease DC, whatever bullshit they had him held to.
Now, have you watched it yet?
I already know how it ends.
Oh, okay.
I already know the ending. I already know exactly what happens. There's some scenes in there you will not like and will really tarnish your image of the character. Yeah. So what I want you to do is divorce those from what you know about the character.
Oh, yeah. Well,
just remember.
Alternate reality.
Oh, yeah. And you'll see. You'll see. I can't spoil it for you, but you'll see. And I hope if you just in case you don't understand the ending, like, you might complain about it, get upset, blah, 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 blah. I can explain exactly what happened and why it's important. Yeah. And you'll be like, okay, that makes sense. Not prepared for controversy that followed the film's release. Let's see, Todd Phillips bad.
What about Todd Phillips good? Is there a Todd Phillips good?
Oh, well, that's just somebody that left comedy, films directed.
I've heard
I'm
of
not...
comedy. It is not comedy. It is horseshit. If you can watch a whole thing and not laugh once.
Hoping your day is full of
is
love. 10-4-24. Todd Phillips.
And a lot of it's lesbian.
Listen, look
and
at this.
Jim Jeffrey said,
outrageous commodity. Director Todd Phillips bashes far-left criticism of Joker. I mean, are we sure we got the right guy? Okay, so here's the thing, right? Right, if you're listening. You going over here and saying, oh, he's against this and that. This is a guy that literally left comedy because he thought everything was fucking woke. I mean, what more do I need to say? He left because it was woke. So, I think a lot of American comedies tend to apologize for their bad behavior in the last 10 minutes of the movie. Yep. He said he left comedy because of woke culture. And, of course, woke Twitter came for the Hangover director. Yeah. Phillips said, go try to be funny nowadays with this woke culture. There were articles written about why comedies don't work anymore. I'll tell you why, because all the fucking funny guys are like, fuck this shit. I don't want to offend you. It's hard to argue with 30 million people on Twitter. You just can't do it, right? So you just go, I'm out. And you know what? With all my comedies, I think that what comedies in general all have in common is they're irreverent. So I go, how do I do something irreverent but fuck comedy? Oh, I know. Let's take the comic book movie universe and turn it on its head with this, and that's where that came from. So that's all he wanted to do, was just make this weird kind of thing. But yeah, I'm glad that Todd Phillips... And according to AI, we'll get some AI here. It says, based on the search results, Todd Phillips has been involved in controversies and criticisms regarding his films. He has been accused of perpetuating hateful stereotypes, harmful stereotypes, with some critics arguing that the film's portrayal of an angry white man transforming into a murderous clown could inspire real-life violence. Didn't that happen in the original Batman 1990 when a white man transformed into a murderous clown? Didn't that happen in The Dark Knight when a white man transformed into a murderous clown?
Yeah.
So why was it different when, what was his name? Andrew, Anthony, what the main character of Joker. I know.
It wasn't Anthony.
Yeah, and something. Fleck. Arthur Fleck. Arthur Fleck became a murderous clown.
And of course, in the comic books, he's nameless.
Right.
Nobody knows his origin.
Phillips has been criticized for his comments on cancel culture, claiming that it stifles creativity and originality in filmmaking. Many have countered that this is that his own success, including Hangover Trilogy and Joker, has not been hindered by cancel culture. That's bullshit. Because all those movies that he made in the Hangover Trilogy were before cancel culture.
Yes.
Some fans and critics have expressed disappointment. Okay. That's the original film.
Now, Deadpool, I think, was the last one I saw, I could say, is comedy during cancel culture at work.
That's the original film, Joker. The original ending where he apologized for his actions. I remember that. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's AI.
But the alternate scene.
AI, I guess.
It's the original Joker.
Don't remember that.
The one he's like...
I'll tell you, that's not how this one ends. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not how the last one ended.
Yeah, I don't think it is. It might just be AI. It fucks up sometimes, you know. So, I don't know, guys, but this is what we're saying. We're saying basically that this guy here is really getting the... I mean, he's not getting...
Not getting any love lately.
Well, I won't say that. But, you know, this guy, he went out, he wanted to make some fucking crazy comedies with all these, you know, actors. He's... Okay, I want to stress this one more time. Being a dick may not exist in its current form without inspiration from this guy. Okay? Because I know you guys like being a dick. I looked at the fucking views on the videos that we did.
The
first video that we did for season 3 with the Halloween party.
Yeah.
That's one of our highest rated... Look, that's one of our highest videos on the entire channel.
Wow.
And that one where we fucked Josie... That's one of the highest rated videos on the entire channel. Those scenarios would not or might not exist if not for the works of Todd Phillips. For the raunchy comedies, the old, you know, the manly comedies and the manly dramas like the war, what was it, the war pigs, you know, men being awesome, you said? Stuff like that. Yeah. So we gotta really think about that. Now, Borat, you know, it...
The first one was good.
Second one, we're not even gonna worry about. But he didn't have nothing to do with it. Do you see him on the second one? I don't.
That's all creator of Borat.
Right. And Starsky and Hutch, of course.
You know, Borat was kind of like a Jackass. That it was all filmed, kind of a lot of it ad-libbed to a certain extent. Which the second one was to a certain extent too, but
in School for Scoundrels, of course, there's so many. I saw Due Date. I thought that was great. I mean, again, there's so many great movies that he had made, and this was way before cancel culture. This was before Gamergate. Remember, Gamergate was 2014. Post 2014, the world changed. So 2014, he hadn't made. Okay, so it's interesting that The Hangover, which was his last comedy, took place in 2013. Gamergate, 2014.
War Dogs is kind of a comedy.
Yeah, but it's not so... Let's see. It's a...
comedy drama?
Crime drama war, yeah. So he was kind of moving on
comedy,
from
comedy crime drama war.
I'll have to look at it.
I like it.
Now, I'm sure I would like a lot of his movies. I got to go back and
there
watch
it. There isn't one movie on there I don't think I wouldn't like. I hadn't seen the second Joker.
Now, let's go ahead and add some of the stuff that he's directed. He directed The More Things Change, but that was a TV movie.
The More Things Change.
A video, Bittersweet Motel and Frat House. These were all small movies he did.
Yeah.
And producer, I don't really care about producer that much, because producer...
Producer's basically, I invested in the project because I felt strongly about it.
Right. So, or, I mean, we
I
can still...
a good return, and I knew it would produce.
Like A Star Is Born? That's the country one.
It's a remake.
And you said that one was good.
That's what I've heard. Old one's Chris Christopherson and Dolly Parton, but I can't be sure.
Project X, I don't quite remember that.
Project X was kind of like a party slash
All the King's
Blair
Men?
Witch. It was filmed like Blair Witch, where they had the camera shaky all the time.
That looks good. All the King's Men. I hadn't seen this one.
Who's in that one?
It's got Sean Penn, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, James Gandolfini, Mark Ruffalo, Patricia Clarkson, and Anthony Hopkins.
Got to give that one a
shot. Yeah, that looks like a good one, doesn't it? See, there's a lot of movies here that you'd go see. And I'm just saying, like, or that we'd go watch. Taxi Cab Confessions? Well, I'll be. He did one episode of that.
Screwed.
Yep. So, he was a field producer on that. So he put some
money into it.
He put some money into one episode. Yeah. What's the episode? Season 3, episode 1. I wonder if I can get those taxi cab. You know what? We're here.
You might.
All right. Internet Archive. The best way to do it is to... Am I looking up HBO Softcore on Internet Archive? Yeah, we got a few. The Confessions of a Taxi Cab Confession. No, I'm not seeing it. It's gonna be a little hard to find. But I thought Taxi Cab Confessions was a porno.
No, it was a show on HBO where a taxi cab driver would be filming. People would get in the car, he'd get to chatting with them and start talking about, the sleaziest thing you didn't bet, or what?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that's still kind of sexy, but didn't they have somebody act it out,
Had one at Chris Rock, when the Chris Rock show was on, he did a spoof of it where he was the taxi driver, and he got in there, and he like, can I anywhere get a table dance? He'd play that song on there, he's like, and the white lady's like, yes, that is black poetry at its finest,
So Reddit. So damn Reddit good. Apparently has a taxi cab. Oh man, any luck on that torrent? People are waiting. So that's a thing that we have lost. We have lost Taxi Cab Confessions. People say it's nowhere on streaming. They can't find it. And I bet Real Sex is gone too.
You know, sometimes HBO is really good about keeping that shit from other people getting to it.
Right. And that's really... See? Oh, but streaming media,
see if you can find it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Okay. So let's do that. Let's go through the Amazon route right now.
Yeah.
Let's look up if there's even a possibility.
I gotta go through my Monty Python.
Okay, so $26
for how many?
The best of Taxi Cab Confessions. $26. That's just New York parts 1, 2, and 3. New York Part 1.
Where else you gonna find taxis all over? I mean, we have taxis.
Right. Hold on.
You know, that town, there's a lot of people that don't own transportation because they always take the taxi. Or they walk everywhere.
I don't think they have.
It'd be too damn crowded, everybody to drive the streets. Where would they put the vehicles?
And let's look up real sex on Amazon. Will we find it? Nope. That's not what we're looking for.
I wouldn't call that real. Synthetic, maybe.
The real me? Real sex? HBO?
Sex in the City's not real.
Well, you can watch Real Sex on Prime Video right now.
What?
Yeah, apparently we can. Well, shit. Hey, holy crap, we found the whole damn thing. It's on Internet Archive.
You had to search, didn't you?
I sure did. 30 episodes, 1990 to 2009. The series aired 33 installments.
Well,
it contains 30 of the 33 broadcast episodes.
Well, that's not
episodes
bad.
10, 14, and 27 are not included and are presently considered lost media.
Wow.
That means nobody has them.
You better jump on it.
Yeah, guys, like, because, you know, the music industry's already going hardcore on Internet Archive. Mm. Oh, yeah, now they're trying to sue the shit out of them. Dude, we're going to lose the Internet Archive, so you better go ahead. 38 gigs. You better go ahead and download these if you want them. Wow, I have to watch these.
Might not be there tomorrow.
Episode 26 and 32 have been found. So now we're only missing... No, because 10, 14, and 27. They just happened to find the other two episodes, so they added those episodes. But,
okay.
Yeah. So it was only 28 episodes. Now it's 30 episodes. Yes. Woo! Shit! Yes. So, we did get that. That's a good thing. We did happen to find the Real Sex series. That's neat.
Oh.
But, All right, so back to what we were originally talking about.
Excuse me, sir. I would like to view that.
I'll download it in a minute. I just downloaded two adult games, so I've got to go ahead and install them. You know, because there's a version of Lust Theory that came out that adds all kinds of music. Yeah, it's 15 years so.
Masters of Sex.
Masters of Sex, huh?
That's, got, what's her name? She was a goth girl in Mean Girls. She was, one of the CIA agents in, that one with Seth Rogen, James Franco, where they go to, North Korea.
Yes, we have season, we have the first season.
Yeah.
Hold on, that's just the viewer, that's not gonna be it. The Life and Times of Masters of Sex, Season 4, Disc 1. Oh, that's just literature. They do that shit, but I don't think we're going to find a complete season. No, again, we're not finding it there. The complete first season.
Yeah.
That's all we're finding is the film poster. High on Sex, Episode 5? Oh, I don't know on that one, man. That seems... What is this? Masters of Science Fiction. I mean, that...
Something completely different.
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
I mean...
It
kind of
sucks that
it's
not there.
Or I
can
find it on Mac. I don't think it's on Mac, though.
It's not on nothing.
It may have been on Cinemax, too. I can't remember which one that aired on, but it was real... It looked psychological. It looked really good.
Prime Video.
Prime. Oh, well, I know where
and
I
am. Apple.
And Apple. Well, I got Prime, so.
I do. I got Prime as well. Prime gives you free GOG games, so
yeah,
I'm really,
you get
really
free
excited.
Free Amazon Music.
Yeah, I know. I don't use it, but I know.
I use it sometimes.
But yeah, Masters of Sex Season 1 Extended Preview on Blu-ray.
I discover new bands listening to it because a lot of times it'll play them people that are similar to them. Oh man, that's great.
So yeah, I got. Oh, that was Showtime.
Showtime. That's what it was.
Yeah, Showtime. Okay, so we not only talked about Todd Phillips, but we looked up classic pornography, and that's just normal around here for the Grim Ranch show.
Probably softcore, huh?
Softcore.
Yeah.
Which is good. Which is good.
You don't want to be too overstimulated.
Which is good. What did...
I just sometimes, like, I wonder what the actress looks like naked. Well, now you can know.
Yeah. Like, you don't need the whole, there's five guys.
I think it, but I do. I'm a guy.
There's five guys banging her. No, I'm good. Look, I'm just going to say it. I liked it when it was just the woman. And she would, you know, dance and be sexual and move. You know, all about the posing and the...
It's called a strip club. You can go to one of those, you know.
Yes, but I'm saying not just... When I say dancing, I don't mean like the pole dancing. Right, I'm talking about
the art of tap. No.
Whatever you want to call it. I like the... You know, that kind
Chicago,
of thing.
Chicago, huh? All that jazz.
This seems like an old...
It's set in like the 50s, 60s where they were doing studies on sex.
Oh,
and then he makes her...
He actually...
Mistress, I guess.
Let me see how this works.
Yeah, they're exploring and he turns it into, we're just doing this for the sake of rational scientific data. And then it turns into a freaking crazed... they're trying everything in the book sort of thing, it seems like. But I hadn't seen it, so I can't vouch for that yet.
Well, it went on from 2013 to 2016. You could probably find a good torrent of this, but since you've got it on Amazon...
I've still been trying to get around to watching Westworld.
Yeah.
They have a movie called Westworld.
Yeah, but it sucks ass. It's the one that the show is based on, and it's... I know some people just said, how dare you, Grimm? It sucks ass.
Now, I like Highlander, but I love the TV series Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so good.
All right. Well, I think that might be all we're going to talk about. So, again, recapping, don't see Joker, but if this guy comes out with a new comedy and he actually like tries to bring it back or do something... Like, go see that. And hopefully he doesn't yeet himself or he get yeeted or whatever for what he did. Because I'm pretty sure Hollywood... Oh, by the way, dude did not even... when he put this movie out, it didn't even have a test screening.
Wow, that tells you something.
Yeah, he made it just so he wanted to... Yeah, he wanted to just... Here's your fucking movie. And that's literally what it seems like to me.
If they were hoping it would do good, they would have pre-screenings.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that. No, it's not that. He literally just said... He refused to...
Well, think about it. If they had had pre-screenings, they would have made him go back and change stuff.
Right. So he didn't want to do that because he made it.
So he worked for it to be in his favor.
Yes, he worked for the whole thing to just destroy the character, because again,
it makes sense.
He wanted it to be a one and done. And when you watch it, you'll be. I mean, you might see some art house in it, but at the same time, it's just.
I try to find the good in everything. Some are harder to find than others.
There's probably going to be some things in this movie you won't like. I'm just going to let you know.
I'm sure it is.
You're going to be like, oh my god. I can't
what?
Like it.
I knew Lady Gaga had a wiener.
No, not that.
I don't know that for sure. That's speculation.
Well, I'll just say one thing. He does go to prison, so.
Yeah, he is in prison.
He is in prison.
Yeah, that's where he left off in the middle of.
Well, that's what I mean. He is in prison. Things happen in prison.
Yeah.
So,
Well, when you're lonely.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I wouldn't be trying to rail the skeleton guy. It seems like a waste of time.
Why do you think I've avoided it?
Yeah. I think you fare well. You gotta have some meat on the bones, I hear.
I said... Because we're talking about Arthur Fleck as being a skeleton guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and so, yeah. I know you're a skeleton guy.
Yeah, I am.
Me, I got a little meat on the bones.
I have a little meat!
I might have to fight him back.
I have a little meat. I'm not completely a skeleton Arthur Fleck, guy. I'm not Arthur Fleck.
You're
but
a skinny fella.
Yeah, that's fine. There's big fellas. There's skinny fellas. There's muscular fellas. I mean, it doesn't
Even
matter.
Even a skinny girl got some meat on the end there. And always nice and moist.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
I've seen the bony gals. I usually avoid them.
You can find the a lot of the Asian ones are
usually
extremely
they salivate pretty good because they're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has some protein.
Burr, burr, burr. Shouldn't be too much in this. Just a Samuel Adams Oktoberfest beer.
Not too much protein in Samuel Fest October. I hope not. It's full of the German seed, dominant seed of the German people.
Make me think of this German band I was listening to. I was listening to all these German bands.
Because there is no such thing as the throat babies.
More German. All right. So I think we've done enough here. I'm surprised you guys sat through this. You're amazing. We will have some fucking degeneracy in a couple minutes. I'll be going into some really fucked up games.
I'll probably be here tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do the show proper. We've actually got some real shit to talk about because there's actually a few articles that I really got to deep dive. There's even one I might deep dive outside of you where I have to really talk about all my experience in the industry and what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
But I'm not sure yet. It depends on how long that discussion needs to be. And you're a musician, so you actually you can actually put into that as well.
I need to get back to messing with my guitar and I'll forget everything.
Yeah.
Singing. Get out there.
All right.
Comedy albums, that would be good.
All right.
We could do so.
So, by the way, I figured I'd let you guys know what the fuck happened with the content yesterday. Well, I was trying to play Nymphomaniac. It just released. It was one game that I was going to bring you guys, and I actually recorded it. But I recorded it with my temperature at, well, fucking 91 degrees Celsius. 91 degrees Celsius. The limit for my computer to shut off is 95 degrees Celsius, which means, okay guys, I'm not necessarily running a supercomputer, but I'm not running a pile of shit either. I've got a Ryzen 5 3600, but I've got a 4060 card, and I've also got, 8 gigs of VRAM, and I'm also running, 30 gigs of RAM total, because I've got two 16 gig.
I'm all about RAM.
32 gigs, sorry guys. 32 gigs of RAM because I've got two 16 gig RAM cards in it. And the game's main specs were way lower than that. So I was running at 60 frames and it was trying to push me way too hard. I'm like, dude, you guys just need to optimize your shit. Because I was playing Ease 9 at 60 frames and my heat was only at 70, which is fine for gaming.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, 90? And my fan sounded like a jet engine. I was afraid they were going to. I was like, what the fuck? And by the way, the graphics on this game, it says photorealistic and it looks okay, but it doesn't look that good. Like, Cyberpunk looks better.
Well, yeah.
And Cyberpunk runs better.
When you think about U-Engine 5 coming out, all the games are coming out.
Yeah, I've already got games with the UE5. They run better than this.
Yeah, those are
I'm just saying
that hyper-real shit.
I think this game is made in UE5, and the problem is the graphics don't look that great. Like, I'll show it to you a little bit after the thing, because I just installed it.
Yeah.
But, it was not a fun video, and I didn't want to show you guys me panicking, because computer is overheating. Oh, shit, what do I do? So that didn't happen.
Okay,
no. Yeah. All right, guys, so this is the Grim Lord NDP, and we will see you guys tomorrow with the actual Grim Articles show.
Later.
All right, I'm out.